Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. Today, my guest is Cindy Schultzen, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. But first, I want to take a moment to thank all of you for taking time out of your busy day to share with us here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. I know that time is our most precious asset, and so I want to make sure that these shows are always value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And you're not going to be disappointed today. Cindy's a fabulous guest. Now, today, I want to give a shout-out to my listeners in the Netherlands. I always like to give a shout-out to somebody because I'm so excited and so honored that this show spans the globe and people everywhere can listen to The Holistic Entrepreneur. I believe that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place. You're a conscious entrepreneur, and you want to make a difference, an impact in the world today. So maybe this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another fantastic show. Now, I always want to remind people to join our Facebook group at Entrepreneur Mastery. It's a place where we can all support one another and connect with one another, find out what each other is doing, and maybe do some collaborating. I'm very active in that group as well. Now, I always have links for free gifts and to my website at BonnieGressel.com, where you can find all the other places that this podcast is airing. On the show page. So just, you know, scroll down and you can click on whatever is there and get to wherever you want to be. I want to make it easy for you because I know that life is busy. If any of you have a message to share, please reach out to me and see if maybe you're a fit to be a guest on one of my podcasts. And I also teach people how to do their own podcasting as well. So just reach out to me and let's talk. So without further ado, allow me to introduce our guest for today. Cindy Schultzen helps coaches, consultants, and other service professionals transform their brilliance into magnetic messaging and multiple streams of income. Cindy has worked in strategic communications for companies such as Coca-Cola and Visa. She loves helping her clients sort through their brain dump of ideas and discover the golden nuggets that help them to shine and make things completely their own unique way. Cindy is well known for her down-to-earth, no-hype approach. What you see is what you get. Her love of adventure has led her to live and work in 5 countries, and she continues to bring that adventurous spirit to both her business and her life. Join me in welcoming Cindy Schultzen. Well, welcome, Cindy. I am so excited to have you here today to share your insights and your wisdom, and I know you've got a lot of it. Just share that all with us. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today?
I would love to, and I promise to be quick.
Okay.
I have a background in strategic communications, and I worked in the corporate world for many years for consulting firms, as well as companies like Coke and Visa. And in my mid to late 30s, I retired from the corporate world. I had kids. And for a while there, I just didn't really know how to exactly recreate myself. I think us women are really great at recreating mm-hmm. ourselves. I finally discovered coaching and internet marketing, and I started just, I call it ignorance on fire. I was just doing everything. You know, I went full force in blogging and video marketing and SEO and everything. And guess where I got? Nowhere.
Nowhere, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just absolutely ignorance on fire. And I finally took a step back and I realized that I was not doing what I had done my entire corporate career, which was actually be strategic and targeted and focused mm-hmm. in my marketing. So I realized that I needed to have a lot more clarity. And I actually started, I put together a free gift. It was all about how to find your niche. And I just put it up on a landing page. I didn't even have a website. And sure enough, within a few weeks, I had more people on my list than I had managed to acquire the whole year and a half before that. And so that led to my first business that I started in 2010, Attract Your Niche. And I actually still have that as a free gift. If people are struggling with niche, you can absolutely get that. But what happened for me, Bonnie, is I think what happens for so many people is that as my business grew, my message evolved. Actually, it got a lot clearer. And my gifts became clearer in terms of what I really wanted to focus on in my business. So I actually ended up rebranding in 2015 and started a different business called, well, a revived business called Marketing From Within. And the big lesson, there's two big lessons I'll just share quickly from my story. Number one is that when we start our business, we tend to think, well, okay, that's what I did in the past. Like so many people who come to me have like this corporate background, but we don't necessarily think how to leverage that in our business. And I think it's really important that we understand that, you know, our value as an entrepreneur is not just based on what credentials we have or when we started our business or whatever, but all the wisdom and experience that we bring into our business. And so we really need to figure out how to tap into that and apply it, but in a way that we're passionate about. And that's sort of the key to finding your niche, I believe. The second message or the second lesson was that your business is going to evolve as you evolve and as you grow. And so you have to give yourself the freedom to allow your message to evolve as well. So that's why I really love teaching people about how to create a message, because it's something that you're going to have to do over and over again, or, you know, refine throughout the life of your business.
Oh, and that's so true. I mean, it's a journey, you know, life is a journey. I mean, you really never get there. You're just always, you know, changing. It's a dynamic process. And I so love that you help people with that. Now with the whole, you know, message from within and the whole branding piece and just, you know, getting started for many entrepreneurs is such a challenge because there are so many things like you were talking about earlier. There's so much to do, but it's that foundational piece of clarity that I think a lot of new entrepreneurs miss.
Well, and you know what? And I think it's not just miss it, but we skim over it.
Yeah.
And what happens, a lot of people come to me and they're like, oh my gosh, I invested all this money in all these courses to learn how to do this and that and this. And I can't implement any of them. And it's because they have missed this foundational piece. Mm-hmm. So here's how I look at marketing, if you will. You know, it's marketing to me is just sharing your message with the right people so they're inspired to take action. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know what your message is, your marketing's not going to work. If you don't know who those right people are, your marketing is not going to work. And if you don't know what action you want them to take, it's not going to work either. So we have to make sure that we know what our message is so that when we're marketing, we actually are going to be effective, that our efforts are going to pay off.
Yeah. You know, I've been talking to a number of people today, and the topic that keeps coming up, or at least in my mind, it keeps coming up, is authenticity. Mm-hmm. You know, coming from that heart-centered place, being you rather than trying to be somebody that you think you should be because somebody said so. So talk to us a little bit about how to connect that authenticity, that heart in your mind and really who you are with your ideal clients.
Oh, I love that. Okay. So just real quick, you know, one of the biggest mistakes people make with their message was that first piece about not having clear strategic focus, about really understanding who their ideal client is and what is that solution that they're here to provide for them. So that's the first piece. But then you're absolutely right. And I am really big on sort of, I think we all are on that authentic part. So here's how I look at it is that we've heard the expression, people buy with their heart and justify with logic. Mm-hmm. You've heard that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So really, when we're marketing, when we're sharing our message, we have to connect with the hearts and minds of our ideal clients. Would you say that that's a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely.
So the way that I look at it is that the only way to really do that effectively and authentically is if you share your heart and your mind in your message. So can I briefly explain how we do that?
Absolutely. I would love for you to share that.
Okay. So the very first thing to understand about messaging is that your message is not just a phrase or a sentence. We actually create a messaging platform. And there are different layers to it, and I'll just kind of start with the two key kinds of messages and the two key layers. So I want you to just think about your marketing message, you know, the typical thing we think about when we think about messaging. Mm-hmm. That's typically the head part. You know, it explains what you do and who you help so that anybody who hears or sees your message will understand your value and how it relates to them. And clearly, that is super important. But communicating from your head is not enough. Because remember, people buy with their heart. They buy with emotions and justify with logic. So if we also really want to have that heart connection and show our heart, we have to create what I call your core message. And your core message is actually the message that lets people know what you stand for. It's the big idea that you want to share with the world. And this is the heart of your brand. It's what creates that unique positioning and lets you stand out from everybody else. So I just think this is the part whenever I'm working with a client and we come up with the core message, it's like, you know, that light bulb goes off, right? And then everything takes on this new clarity and they can start attracting more of their dream clients. Because to me, a dream client is somebody who values not just what you do, but who you are.
Ooh, I love
and
that.
What you stand for. So if you put that in your messaging, and if you put that in all of your marketing, you're going to not just stand out, you're going to attract the people who really click with you, who really resonate with you. So that's what we do. And then we take a look. So once we create, like we have the head and the heart, now we actually merge them. So we'll actually take what we created from a very logical place, from the head piece, and we'll look at the heart piece, and we'll make sure that your core message shows up really clearly in your marketing message so that you don't just communicate the what, but the why.
And I love how you phrase that, that they have to, I mean, really your ideal client or your dream client needs to resonate with what you have to offer, but they also need to resonate with you.
Absolutely. You know, I guess I'm a little bit more of a rebel than I thought I was when I started this business, but I really do believe, you know, I think that everybody talks about, you know, what does your target market want to hear? You know, and I, it's so important. We have to speak the language of our ideal clients. We have to solve problems that they have. We have to speak to the conversation going on in their mind. But you know what? This is your business. And you need to not only understand them, but you have to understand yourself. And you have to be willing and bold enough to share what you stand for and what you believe in. You know, I mean, as I said, I come from the corporate world. I spent enough years doing what everybody else wanted me to do. And this is your business and you deserve to not only shine, you know, using your greatest strengths and your experiences, but speaking your truth, speaking your voice, because I can't tell you how many times I tried to do that in the corporate world and how many times do you get slammed down. Yeah. This is your time to really speak your message and share it and do that with clarity and with confidence. So that's what I just love helping people be empowered to do.
I love that. You know, one of the things I think that people sometimes struggle with is being vulnerable, you know, being okay, being vulnerable. Everybody's got a story, right? All of our life experiences make us who we are today. And they're not always pleasant experiences, but you know, I think we've got to share that part of us too, that shadow side of us too.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is sometimes I think, it can be, I don't want to call people out and I'm not going to at all, but sometimes it can be done to the point that it doesn't feel authentic. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And sometimes people even take a stand because, oh, this sounds controversial, or, you know, they'll put a lot of swearing in or whatever it is. And to me, like, when you are clear on your message, you don't have to do all that stuff. You can be vulnerable, you can be authentic, mm-hmm. but you don't have to do it to the point of it feeling contrived or feeling like, you know, I just have to do this to grab attention. Because really, you know, as I said, the way to really shine is by sharing your truth. Mm-hmm. So I call it in your face marketing when people are doing too much of that kind of stuff. And you don't have to. You don't have to shout your message. Yeah. You just have to be clear and share it, you know, in a really clear way.
Yeah. And just be you.
Yeah. Be you. Yeah.
And be okay being you, which is some, you know, some of the confidence stuff that we were just talking about. There are a lot of people, I think, especially, you know, newer entrepreneurs or people who want to go to the next level and they're struggling a bit. That confidence piece can be a tough issue.
It can. And, you know, I just got off with a client, got off the phone with a client, and she was saying, oh my gosh, I'm attracting so many of my ideal clients now because I've got clarity and confidence in my message. Yeah. And so that's the thing, when you're not sure what to say and you're not sure how to express yourself, you do lack confidence. So to me, this is like that biggest light bulb that you need to have lit up for you to be able to really market and attract those ideal clients with confidence.
Mm. So now if I was going to say, refer somebody to you, Cindy, what kind of person would that be?
Well, very clear for me is that the people I tend to attract and the people I most love to work with fall into one of two categories. They are either successful offline and now they want to come online, and they realize they can't just keep growing by referral or all the things that we do offline. They need a sharp, clear message, and they need to know how to grow a business around that message, to grow a targeted list and to package their brilliance and earn multiple streams of income. The second category of person is, again, successful, but now they're transferring their corporate experience into a business. So they have a platform of success and they want to bring their success online, and they just need to know how to communicate and package it so that they can really attract their dream clients and, as I said, earn multiple streams of income, because I'm big on that.
Mm. Yeah, well, and that's, I'm glad that you are. I think most people should be, because, you know, if you have a purpose, a message, or whatever, there's some reason that we're all here. We're not meant to suffer. We're not meant to struggle or be poor. We're meant to benefit from that too. Otherwise, we couldn't continue doing the things that we're doing.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's actually a third part of the messaging thing that most people don't think about when they think about messaging, mm-hmm. but that I think is really key to not struggling and to not, you know, to be able to sell a package of your services and then also use that to translate into selling courses or programs or whatever. And that's actually being able to communicate that client journey. Mm. So the client journey, just think about it as your unique blueprint or recipe. Some people have heard the term signature system, but basically just think about it as the journey you take with your clients, the steps they're going to take to get the results. And that's really an overlooked part of messaging. So you might be really clear and say, you know, this is what I help you with, this is transformation you get. But when it comes right down to it and you're doing that consultation, you have to be able to not just express the big result, but you have to be able to show them the steps you're going to take to get them that result. And that's the biggest key to moving away from selling your time to really confidently selling a package of your services. So that's an important part of messaging I think most people overlook when they talk about messaging.
So yeah. True. And in addition to, you know, telling them or showing them how they're going to get there, they have to believe that it's doable for them.
Absolutely. So that's the whole thing, is when you can package your brilliance into this system, into this journey, it makes it more tangible. And it gives your clients a clear roadmap. They're going to get better results because they're now following this proven system that you have. And it also, frankly, it gives you better work because you're following this system. And what's so beautiful is that what you're going to do, the typical evolution of this, is that you'll start packaging this client journey and selling a package of your services, and you'll be growing your targeted email list while you're doing that. And then the next phase, you'll be able to actually create a program around this journey or pieces of the journey. Mm. And just a quick little thing, I know this isn't directly tied to messaging, but so many times people want to start, they're completely new online, they don't even have a niche, they don't have a message, they don't have a list, and they get bought into the bright, shiny idea of launching an online program.
Yeah.
And I'm a really big believer that, you know, no, you start with your strategic foundation, you work one-on-one with your clients, you earn that active income, and then you can start packaging that client journey and actually selling that program. So I just want to encourage people who are listening, don't try to go straight to the end of the line, because it's going to be a much harder struggle than if you just go through this sort of natural growth and evolution.
Oh, absolutely. You have to start where you're at. Now, I would imagine there are, you know, mistakes that people make in their messaging. I know I've made a bunch of them. What are some of the bigger mistakes or more common mistakes that maybe we could help our listeners avoid as they're getting their messaging out? That's like, maybe their messaging is kind of boring or nobody really listens to it, or they click off of the webpage or whatever. Are there some things that we can share that help them to make that more engaging?
Sure. And I've actually covered some of them. So let me kind of recap. So the first one is not having clear focus.
Yeah.
So here's a little test for you. If you say, I help people, okay, right away you're too broad, right? No, but it's not having clear focus. You really have to know who those dream clients are for you. You really have to know what the big challenges that's going on in their mind right now, not what you know they need, but what they see themselves as struggling with. You also have to know the big transformation you have to help them create, that you help them create, and then also why should they work with you. So that's the biggest mistake, is that focus piece. So the second one, though, is what I was talking about earlier, putting your heart in your message. Yeah. So the second biggest mistake is just sounding like everybody else, because you haven't put your heart into your message. You haven't put that core message in there as the umbrella for your brand. And then the third biggest mistake is really just focusing on your process, if you will. If you're a coach, you talk about the wonders of coaching, or maybe you talk about, you know, in technical terms about, let's say you provide SEO and you're talking a language people don't get. So we have to really make sure that we're selling results, but we're also clear on the journey that we take them on to help them get those results. Because you know what? The reality is, if you can't articulate that journey, why should they believe that you can help them get those results?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know? So those are like some of the biggest mistakes. And then there are obviously other ones as well. There's a little litmus test for you too, is that jargon piece, you know, not for you. I mean, for anybody, is, you know, are you using language that your ideal clients would really use?
Right.
Or are you speaking in your own little jargoning terms there? So there are a bunch of little litmus tests, and I actually have a free webinar training that covers this in more examples, and it also includes examples. And for each of these mistakes, I give a little litmus test of like how to know if you're making each of these mistakes.
Oh, fabulous. So I know we've talked about a lot of things today, and I so appreciate you sharing all of this, all of these insights. But you know, people are busy, and I know that. If people could only remember, if they could only take away one thing from our conversation today, what do you think is the most important thing that you would like people to leave with?
That's a great question, Bonnie. I think the biggest, most important thing I want them to take away is really, first of all, knowing that you have to have a core message, and I want to share what my core message is. So here's what I believe, what I stand for in my message, and what I stand for in my business, is that to be a smart marketer, you have to know your target market. But to build a profitable business that you love, you have to know yourself. And that's what I call marketing from within.
Oh, I love that. That is such a wonderful golden nugget, because it all starts there. It is. It's marketing from within. It's building your business from within. And that's really the only part that we can truly control anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Awesome.
That's very true.
Well, I know people are going to want more of you, Cindy. I know that. So I'll put your website link obviously on this page, but what's the best way to get in touch with you to find out more about, you know, what you have to offer? And I know that you mentioned your free gift before. So share with us, what's the best way to get more of Cindy Scholson?
Oh, you're sweet. Okay, so well, obviously they can go to my website, Marketing From Within. I do have a free training that goes, as I said, into more detail about all of these elements of your message. And I give examples. I think it's really important to learn by example. So I share lots of examples. And I also do those little litmus tests to know if you're making each of these mistakes. So they can get that free training at yourmagneticmessage.com. And if they want to send me an email, they have a question, just email Cindy@marketingfromwithin.com. I'm one of those people who actually answers my emails personally. So I will be happy to answer any questions as well.
Oh, awesome. And I so truly appreciate your time. I know that you're a super busy person, and I love the fact that you have shared such juicy stuff with us today, such valuable tips that people can just go right now and have a transformation or a change in their business. But certainly, if you want more Cindy, I would reach out to her. I want to thank you again so much.
Thanks, Bonnie.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.